Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Hey, I got my my new crew. The boys are here. Go ahead and say hello.
What's up?
Hello.
That's Jody. Hello. And Mr. Kiss, sorry, as we know him around here.
Mr. Kiss.
Anyway, look, so this past show, man, thank you guys very much. It was a big hit. Chris Jericho actually retweeted the show and made a little comment, and we appreciate that. And some of you guys might be listening now because he suggested the show, and I want to say thank you for listening. We got a little bit of mail. Basically, what people said was the same things we said, and, you know, breaking that mail out now and reading it, you'd be like, yeah, you said that last week, so we're going to skip that. But if you want to send us mail, it's at podcastrockcity1, @gmail.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, iTunes, Podomatic, blah, blah, blah. Just click, you know, search
just
us and Google it. You'll find us. Anyway, so this week we had a few things happen. We're going to start with Bruce Kulick. There was an article with him where they were asking him about Kiss, like, replacing Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. What did you guys think? Let's start with Andrew.
Well, I think he had pretty much the same opinion as the general public, and that it wouldn't really work. Like, he's under the same impression as everyone else, and I agree that, like, it wouldn't work without a Gene or a Paul, and it'd just be another tribute band, but it would just have a bit more funding than the average tribute band. But I agree with him that it wouldn't work.
A lot more funding.
Oh, yeah, it's true, because it'd be the Kiss camp, though. But they still couldn't get away with charging as much as a regular ticket to see Kiss. Like, that shit isn't going to work.
Definitely not.
Yeah, what do you think, Jody?
I just think, like, everything Andrew just said was pretty much right on the money. I think, you know, it's going to be a hard sell, dude. You know, how are you going to replace Gene or Paul, you know?
Yeah.
And how are they going to do records, you know? The only way one's going to work is if Gene or Paul are still writing songs, you know?
Isn't it like Foreigner now? Like, Foreigner has pretty much no original members. Is it going to end up like that?
I heard that.
It seems so odd. Like, it's just, they're trying to, like, pull a fast one on everyone. Just, it's pretty much for the tire kickers. Like, it's, like, you're not fooling anyone. It's just another overblown tribute band. Like, it doesn't work without Gene or Paul. So, yeah, he has the same opinion as everyone else.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and Eric Singer said he didn't want to be in the band without Gene or Paul. And of course, you know, they still got a few more years left before this even comes up. But,
but it's getting pretty close to it, though, unfortunately.
You ever wonder what it would take, though? I almost want to say that you could call a band Kiss, put new people in it, and change the makeup.
No, that ain't gonna work.
That reminds me of, like, a new season of, like, the Power Rangers or something like that. Like, a whole new lineup, whole new personas. That's pretty much, that's the equivalent of it.
But to be fair, it works every time, doesn't it?
That's true, though. But
and they keep calling them Power Rangers. You know, Power Rangers, you know, Strike Ninja Force. Yeah. I know that this is like becoming a drawn out subject, but, you know, unfortunately, to the Kiss army, it's a really important topic. You know, it's like, what would they have for us? There's no way we're paying $100 to go see Kiss without
I'm
Gene
so
and Paul.
Frustrated by this. Sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
Joe, but I'm so pretty much just let it go. Like, your other bands are going to die off, too. Like, there's no replacing them, and just because it's this whole, you can switch to someone else with the makeup, like, someone else is putting up the makeup, it makes it a little easier to replace them. But just, people are going to have to grow up and realize that's not them, and just, like, stop holding on to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Sure.
I think that, any band should not be allowed to like use that name, you know, unless there's at least one original person, you know, at least one. Like, it should just have a new name, you know. It shouldn't be called Kiss.
Once your core member is gone, that's it. Just like eventually, AC/DC is gonna go away, and there's no AC/DC 2.0, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why they think they just have to do the 2.0.
It's just because they're rewriting history, or
I dig that.
I'm like Craig. I just hate using the word Kistory, but yeah, it's
or they're it's trying to like repeat it. You think, like, you know?
I think it's they're just trying to like establish it as something that will last forever.
But like, it will just, without some extra tribute.
Exactly,
band,
though,
you know?
They don't. This is all. This is unnecessary, and it. I don't know. It's just it's frustrating for me because I think it's so stupid that people are getting this worked up about it. Like, it's going to happen, and it's going to be just another official tribute band. Who cares what they call it? If Gene or Paul aren't in there, then who cares? It's done. You know what I mean? Just call it Kiss, but just don't buy into it.
Well, here's the question then. I'll be the evil side, okay? And you guys can tell me what you think. So what if Paul and Gene are sitting back and they're going, you know, when we're out of the band and who cares if our fans that are our fans now follow the band? What about the 7-year-old, you know, that sees the pictures of the new guys in the makeup, just like the 7-year-old did in 77 and goes, oh my God, that's my band. I don't know who those other guys are. I know who this band is, you know, like when I was, you know, I don't know, 6 when I saw Kiss for the first time. And of course, you know, you catch crap. Oh, you were little, you know. But still, when Kiss came through here on the Sonic Boom Tour, that was their main focus. The lawn seats in Atlanta were sold like this. For every adult that bought a lawn seat, you could bring up to 5 kids in for free.
For real?
16 and under. Yes.
Wow.
So What were they doing right there? Were they said
they were establishing their future income.
Uh-huh. And they were also, you know, so all these little kids, like my own son, I brought him to that show. He has he knows who Ace Frehley and Peter Criss is, but when he was there at the show, he knew that's Tommy Thayer. He knew that was Eric Singer, you know? So I guess what I'm asking is if we got a new Kiss, it wouldn't necessarily be for us.
That's true.
Right. So maybe we should just give it up to and let it happen and be happy about it.
And just watch another generation get to enjoy something like Kiss, I guess. Or
that's what I was saying.
Better than any
just,
rap
like,
ever. You know?
You know,
that's what I was saying, but just like quit bitching about it, you know? Just let the kids have their fun. You know what I mean, though? Like, I don't get why people are getting this worked up about it.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to benefit...
I think it's because they're going to tag it as the official Kiss.
Well, who cares, though? We know it's not, and let the kids have their fun. Don't blow the illusion.
Right.
You know? Sure, and I'm with you there, but I also wonder if, you know... I mean... Unfortunately, it wouldn't be our Kiss, but it would be some 8-year-old's Kiss, you know? And you know, it's one of two things is going to happen. It's going to fail miserably, or it's going to prosper, you know? But I do think that it is completely possible to do it again. I mean, I really believe that, you know? But the thing is that Paul and Gene and the band would not be focusing on Joe, Jody, and Andrew. They'd be focusing on, you know, 6-year-old from St. Louis, you know, that's, you know, that
from Canada too, eh?
Yeah, eh?
Oh, shut up, eh? Pick up, buddy.
but I mean, that makes more sense, though, doesn't it? Doesn't it make more sense that Paul and Gene are sitting back going, when we start this band, it's not for those other, it's not for the 40-year-olds, you know, or in your case, 20 and 30s. I'm the old guy. Let's not bring that wound up.
But do you think that they could keep that mystique? I know we've talked about it before, but that would be where it was at. Like, if they could not, you know, like it was in the 70s where there was some mystique, like a mystery.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they could hire, you know, four guys that nobody knows who they are, and
you have to like sign confidentially, like
confidentiality, you know, things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Under penalty of torture.
Right. But
may
yeah,
not have a Facebook, motherfucker.
Yeah,
but well, they'd still find out somehow, though.
Well, I mean,
yeah, it's almost impossible with the internet, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, there's still a way. There's still some, you know, kids would go looking, of course, but you just got to wonder if that, you know, I'm curious, and if it came through town, I would probably go once.
Yeah, I think we'd all go just to see it.
Yeah. You know, Definitely. Go. I'll pay the $30 if that's what it costs. You know, I don't mind paying $30, especially if it's a big production, you know. And then I go and I see the show, and I'll be able to tell right then if that show is there for me or if that show is there for all the kids, you know.
Do you think it would be, like, any different than it is now, though, as far as, like, the show?
Sorry, I mean, I just had a mental image of, instead of a mosh pit, they have a giant ball pit.
Yeah, with like needles and dirty diapers at the bottom.
And always gum. Somebody
always gum.
Right. Yeah. Half-eaten cheeseburgers.
And somebody's shoe. There's always one shoe, and somebody's always missing their shoe.
I saw a story. This is totally off the subject, but I saw a story one time about those ball pits and about how nasty they really are from all the kids that piss in them and stuff.
It's like 2% human excrement and like old dirty needles and shit.
It's like a petri dish of nasty.
Yeah, you don't want to let your kids in that, bro.
Yeah, and always remember, look, after they come out of there, make sure they wash their hands, because licking your fingers is a bad thing. So they're... Anyway, all right, back to the subject. It's really horrible. But now that you know, Paul has come out and said the band could go on forever, and we know that Gene has said it, and Doc said it too, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
So I think that what people need to do, fans, especially fans that are, you know, diehards like we are, need to just accept that this is going to happen. And, you know, take one of two paths. Either once the band, you know, goes in that direction, just quit paying attention, or sit back and watch and see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting, like, experiment, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it would be a cool TV show.
I'd watch it.
You know, it'd be better than American Idol, that's for sure.
Yeah, we already had that discussion, didn't we, Joe? Where it's like,
yeah,
we figured out that we needed to do like the show to figure out like that rock star show.
Yeah, you know, when auditions. They were like finding the NXS lead singer.
Yeah, but you'd find your Paul and then your Gene, and people would vote and shit.
Yeah,
I'd watch it. It'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd vote.
I would too.
I think, you know, that would be a nice angle, because it would be really cool for the Kiss Army, you know, to have the opportunity to
choose. Yeah.
And yeah, I think, you know, and it would be mostly older folks. It wouldn't be the 15 or 14 year olds voting as much as it would be the, you know, 20, 30 and 40 year olds voting and older for that matter. And they would get to pick the guys that they really felt, you know, fit. Oh, well, you know, that's an interesting thing. Okay, let's move on. Hey, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Peter Criss is doing the Mad Monster Party in Charlotte, North Carolina. You guys have all met Peter or no?
I haven't met Peter Criss.
I haven't met anyone in Kiss.
Really?
Yeah. Although, apparently, that I took a taxi once, and apparently the customer before that was Paul Stanley.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wow,
you sat where he sat.
Well, he could have just said that, but yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, in my mind, it's true, so I hope.
Well, I'll tell you. I back when Kiss Alive 3 came out, they had, you know, they had these parties for a viewing of the video that came along with it, you know? And they did it here at this place called the Roxy, and it was just a party, and you waited in line, you got to meet Kiss, and they had food and everything. At least that's the way I remember it. But anyway, you know, they were on that stage, and when my band played that stage, I was just like, hell yeah, Paul Stanley stood here, I'm playing on, you know?
Right.
As silly as that sounds. So the Mad Monster Party, if you guys out there are listening and you can make it to that, I'm going to be there. I am not going to miss my probably final opportunity to meet Peter Chris. So I informed my girlfriend that we are going. Notice I didn't ask. No, I asked. I said, will you go with me? And she was like, yes, I will. And I thought that was pretty spectacular. But so I'm going to go meet Peter Chris, and I'm hoping that some of you guys will be there so I can meet you. Mad Monster Party, he's only going to be there Friday and Saturday, and that will be March 27th and 28th. How far are you guys? Jody, how far are you from North Carolina? It's a ways, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty good drive. It's a
pretty good drive, yeah.
Maybe, you know, a couple hours flight. I'm in St. Louis, so that's
pretty far on the east coast, right? Okay.
It's not that far from you, though, huh?
No, 3.5 hours, so I'm definitely going to make it.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, the last time he was there, I didn't go, and Nickelbag Rick from Pod Vomit went, and he took my Peter Chris poster from the Love Gun tour, you know?
Yeah.
The posters, and he got it signed for me, which was really cool.
Yeah, it is.
So I have that. But I'm going to get him to sign my leg so I can get it tattooed. So I'll have Ace and Peter, which I bet.
Oh, badass.
I think
super sweet.
Yeah, I think that's the two hardest I'd bet to get, you know?
Right. Yeah, because Gene and Paul are still out and about, you know?
Yeah, and I'm really hoping that I get the opportunity to get them to sign me. Okay, so next subject. Last night, I believe it was, Dave Grohl's birthday party.
I saw a clip that you sent me.
Yes. Now, did you guys know that Alice Cooper, I think, sang too?
I actually didn't know after I watched the clip, I noticed there was a bunch of other ones.
Yeah.
He had like Lemmy, he had Slash, he had...
David Lee Roth,
he did fucking Panama.
Yeah, and he shaved his head. Did you notice that Roth had no blonde hair?
I hate David Lee Roth. I do, man. I'm sorry.
No, I am one of those very rare people that thinks that Van Halen is David Lee Roth. I like Eddie Van Halen, but I'm like, it wasn't the same without Dave.
Yeah, I don't know. When I was a kid, it was Van Hagar when I was, like, you know, in junior high. So it was like, I like some of those songs, believe it or not.
So Paul Stanley performed. He did Do You Love Me and Detroit Rock City, and I think he was spectacular.
He did sound pretty good, and he looked great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it makes me so mad that a guy in his 60s looks way better than I do in my 40s.
Right.
Or me in my 20s.
Yeah, I guess it's worse for Andrew. But, like, there's these pictures of him walking down hallways without a shirt on. You're like, dude, this guy's got, like, abs. Sometimes I wonder if they're drawn on, though.
Right.
And nothing would surprise me. But anyway.
Well, it's still better than my Heineken mini keg I got going here.
Well, so I watched the video. It sounded really good. I thought Paul sang really, really well. I thought the guitar solos, the solo in Detroit Rock City was really good. The band was tight. Were they doing it in the round?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
That is pretty kick-ass.
What did you think when they went into, like, Do You Love Me, and, like, Paul's trying to get this crowd to sing, and you could tell, like, most of them didn't know the freaking words.
Right, sure, but, you know, I think that was kind of a natural reaction. I do believe the crowd was into it, though.
Do you think they chose that because Nirvana covered it back in the day, or what?
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about that, but yeah. You know, Nirvana, you know, Kurt Cobain was a big Kiss fan.
Dude, like, Love Gun's on the back of Nevermind.
Yeah, and people don't realize that, and every time I turn it over and show it to them, it's like fire. It's like, you know, in the fire, but if you look at it, you can totally see the pose.
Oh, yeah.
And then I want to say that there's also a car out there owned by, oh, man, maybe the Melvins? I can't really remember. I really wish I could right now, but that Kurt Cobain sat down next to and drew all the Kiss faces on him.
Oh yeah.
And the guy owns the car, and I you know, it's pissing me off that I can't remember. I just dug that up like I shouldn't have, but so do you think that they Detroit Rock City was a good choice, I think. And now that you bring up the fact that Do You Love Me was done by Nirvana, that makes a lot of sense, but I don't know, man. I would have loved to hear the Foo Fighters do something else as well. I wish that just the fact that they were doing that at all was pretty kick ass.
Yeah, it'd be a good time. It was like a big jam with a bunch of friends of his. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and I wonder, why do you think they had Paul on first?
I don't know, but I think Paul Stanley and Dave Grohl are like neighbors. I heard that in one of his interviews, and they're like friends, and they hang out and take each other's kids to school and shit.
Wow, that is amazing to me.
Yeah. I'm not a big Dave Grohl guy, man. I honestly can't stand that guy, but I thought it was cool that he would have Paul and like rock out some Kiss shit.
Sure.
Guess I went a little too hard on him on our last episode, Jody. Like, he's honestly not that bad. He bugs me a bit, but yeah.
Not a fan.
No.
I've never really... I like Foo Fighters better than I like Nirvana, to be honest with you.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just not... I'm not one of those guys that I was, hypnotized by Kurt Cobain. There's a lot of people that were. I mean,
I wasn't either, bro.
Not in a bad way. I'm not saying hypnotized as in, like, tricked, because that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying was...
Mesmerized.
Yeah, I wasn't... I didn't go, oh, my God, this guy is amazing. I went... I don't understand anything he's talking about. That was
it always bugged me. He was like supposedly this fucking spokesman for like my generation. It's like, no, dude, no, he wasn't. There's no way he was. Not to me, he wasn't. Or anyone that I knew,
Right. All right, so I guess that's pretty much everything we needed to talk about this week. It was kind of a slow week compared to last week. But I do want to mention that Strange Ways, Jody, you got a new show. Tell everybody what it's about.
We had a new episode came out today. It's called Just Hanging Out. It's basically just me and Andrew hanging out with Rosetta Candy, just talking Kiss shit. Check it out. All the usual spots.
Yeah, iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, Facebook, whatever.
Yeah, just Google it, damn it.
Okay, so... I want to try something this week. Andrew is, how old are you now, 22?
21.
21 years old. And I want to try something with Andrew this week. I want to do something called Ask Andrew. Okay?
No math, I don't remember
Because he's young, because he's 21 years old, I think it'd be really cool to get his opinion on a lot of things that, us older Kiss fans already have an opinion on. And I think it would be cool to hear a younger generation. So what I want you to do is send your questions to Andrew. I'm going to give you the address.
Oh, geez.
And then we're going to pick one or two, and then we're going to discuss them on the next show, provided somebody sends something in. But they will, though. They will. You can send
Dear Andrew, why are you a dick?
So you can email Andrew's questions to podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com. And you can really email any of us questions. I will pass them along to Jody and Andrew.
I'm not taking any questions about feet, though.
Hell no.
Are there any podiatrist listeners?
Just for the record. Oh, yeah, we need one. Okay. Anyway, don't forget to go to podcastrockcity.com. There's a spot where you can buy a T-shirt. Make sure you do so. Don't forget to listen to all the other Kiss podcasts. You know who they are. Everything from the Kiss Room, Podkiss. They're celebrating an anniversary. Don't forget
KST,
Cassius Morris, Decibel Geek, Pods and Sods, Pod of Thunder. I could go on forever. Watching You, and of course, Strange Ways.
Yay!
That's us.
My brothers. Yes, my brothers. Anyway,
we even have episodes with Joe, so go dig them up, people.
Yeah. That'll be really. Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Paul's birthday's coming. So last year we did that Paul Stanley double header with you, didn't we?
Yeah.
Joe tied Jody up.
Yes, it was awesome.
What, it was pretty fun.
Wasn't that you and I and Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel Ann.
Oh yeah, I remember now. It was really in January when we did that. It's amazing.
Wow, it doesn't seem that far away.
No. All right. So, all right, guys, now it's up to you. Send us your letters. Tell us what you think about what we just talked about. If you thought Paul sucked last night with Foo Fighters, let us know. If you thought that he was awesome, you can let us know about that as well. Got anything left to say, guys?
No.
All right. We will see you guys next week. Peace.
Greetings from Genvel, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Alright! Join Jody Hugnot, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris for the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better learn it.
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
Kiss podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right, their daddies are all right, they just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you've checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep Cheap Trickin'.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753.
Right, there. Joseph
Kiss. That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr. Joseph. All
right. Hi, Kiss fans. This is J.R. Smalling, and I'm pleased to announce the release of our new book, Out on the Streets, written by me and the other members of the original Kiss crew. This book chronicles the glory days of the hottest band in the land from 1974 to 1976. You'll hear the real tales of what it was like to be on the road with Kiss during those early years. For more information or to purchase, visit our website, www.theoriginalkisscrew.com. That's crew with a K. You wanted the book and you got it. And we hope that you enjoy it.